Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. Our friends at Western Fair will be hosting the Ontario Driving Championships on Friday. Top two pilots move on to PEI this spring for the Nationals, and then the right to represent Canada in the World Driving Championships in the U.S. later this year. Now, a guy who's a major player in the Ontario competition happens to call Rideau-Carlton Raceway his home track these days and has for some time. We'll talk to John McDonald on this edition of Trot Radio. John McDonald, or Sir John A., as we like to call him at Rideau, has really hit his stride as a driver. The Prince Edward Island native has just come off his fifth straight million-dollar-plus season in purse earnings, and once again, he was top driver at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. And this Friday, he'll be at Western Fair Raceway in London to compete in the Ontario Driving Championship. Sir John A., welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
10 years ago, you drove your first race ever, at least recorded race. It was on February 6th at Truro Raceway on board a horse that your dad owned. Do you remember the name of that horse?
I think it was Northern Emotion.
Bingo! Bring back memories?
Yeah, that was the first horse I got to drive when I got my license.
You should really remember that horse, because five starts later, you recorded your first career win on
Northern Emotion.
There you go. What was that like, getting that first win under your belt?
It was a lot of fun. Something you'll remember forever. I remember it was ladies' night. It was whipless Saturday. Nobody was allowed to carry whips that night, so it was kind of funny. I got my first win on that night.
Well, you know, it just goes to show you that whether you carry whips or not, there's always going to be a horse to win a race. It makes you wonder about that argument from guys who say that the more you hit a horse, the faster it goes.
Yeah,
those are usually the guys that have never stood 50 feet behind a horse. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
As we said, your career obviously has taken off from there. Last year, you won over $1.8 million in purses. The year before, you almost busted the $2 million mark. Most of that has been earned at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. That's pretty amazing for a B-track, John.
Yeah, I've had a couple really good years there and won quite a few races, and, you know, going for not big purses in a lot of cases, and you know, it feels good to win races no matter what you're going for.
You were obviously raised around horses. Your dad is a noted trainer. Was there an aha moment, an aha year? And I'm guessing it's probably when you made the move up to Rideau, but when you said to yourself, you know what, I can play with these guys.
Yeah, probably a few years ago there. Had a pretty solid year with over 400 wins. And, you know, that was a pretty amazing year. You know, it's going to be hard to top that the next few years, I think, but that was kind of the turning point.
Now, let's take it a step further. Has there been an aha moment yet, John McDonald, where you've said to yourself, hey, you know what, I can play with the big dogs?
Not really. I mean, I just racing around Rideau. I mean, you don't think about it like that a whole lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just go night by night, and, you know, I don't really think about it in that way.
Well, I know you're very happy. You're well situated here in the Ottawa area. You've got a farm. You rent stalls. Your dad's up here for the winter. Have you given any thought to maybe taking your act downtown, as they say? I know you've driven some of your stock at Woodbine. You've done fairly well with it. Any thoughts towards maybe going there full bore?
Yeah, I thought about it in the past a little bit there. We raced this winter there a little bit, and we got some checks and did okay. And, you know, Ottawa really feels like home now. It's a really nice city, and I can't see myself leaving there anytime soon, I don't think.
Well, a lot of us who watch you night in and night out would be the first to tell you that if you did decide to go to the big stage, we're sure you'd do well there as well. Now, you're going to be playing on a pretty big stage on Friday night, along with a lot of the more noted drivers in Ontario. In fact, you and Gord Brown, the two of you, both Rideau regulars, are going to be in the Ontario Driving Championships to decide who goes to Prince Edward Island for the Nationals. It's in what, races 3 through 11?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, have you had a chance to look at some of your mounts?
I just briefly looked at the odds there, and it looked like I had a couple that were going to be close to favorites there. So,
Yeah.
I should do okay, hopefully.
Yeah, you've got a live one in race four, I think, anyway, Bright Mock. This one was a winner two back from the same post that it draws on Friday night. Comes off a sharp qualifier. Did suffer some interference in last, but this one was a four-time winner. Gordy Brown would probably be your biggest competition in that race. Let me ask you, as a frustrated wannabe driver, who's never gonna fulfill that fantasy, When you take up a mount on a horse that, you know, had some interference, made a break, are you a bit more gingerly with that individual, thinking it still may have that experience fresh in its head, might be a little spooked?
Usually, if you talk to the trainer, they can let you know what happened, and somebody might have ran into him or he got interfered with, so usually you don't have to worry about that.
You've got a trotting horse. The name of the horse is It's Beer Time. This individual, Beer Time, did win seven races last year and did most of her good work on the front. And that is, in a roundabout way, leading to my next question. When it comes to going from a Rideau Carlton 5/8 to the half miler, the tight half miler at Western Fair, you pretty much live and die in the front end. So are you going to take an aggressive stance when you get there and say, I'm just going to try and shoot for the front?
I think a lot of guys are going to have that approach, so you kind of have to pick your spots. When you have good positions and a horse with good gate speed, you have to kind of pick your spots, because there's quite a few aggressive front end drivers the competition there. So
yeah, you got Simon Allard, of course. Trevor Henry knows that track like the back of his hand, and he's one of the best half mile track drivers there is. But it's tough to manufacture the trip at a track like London. Believe me, I know. I've been going there since I was five. But you're right. If you've got the right horse with the right trip, and hey, you don't have to win every race to win the championship, right?
No, I think the key is to bring the long shots in for some small checks and just pick away like that, and make your favorites count. Make sure they're there. And I think that's how the best way to win.
Well, I tell you what, it would not surprise us here at Rideau if you were to emerge from that competition as one of the representatives for Ontario heading into Prince Edward Island. That'll be a bit of a homecoming for you.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
Do you get down to the island very often? I know you go for Cup and Saucer Week.
Yeah, usually just Cup and Saucer Week's the only time I have to get away, and it's a really fun time every year I go.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to be in St. John, New Brunswick this week speaking to the Atlantic Racing Symposium Cyrus Stakes Banquet, and I'm sure I'll run into a lot of your friends there from the tracks at Charlottetown and Summerside. I will pass on my best, and we will wish you the very best of luck in London this weekend at the Driving Championships. John McDonald, thank you so much for being on Trot Radio.
No problem. Thank you.
Oh, there you go. Another one of the nice guys in our game, and quite frankly, they're in the majority. Just a bit of a closed circuit note here. I will be seeing everybody down in St. John, New Brunswick for the Atlantic Racing Symposium. I'll be speaking to the Atlantic Sire Stakes Awards Banquet, and as always look forward to that maritime hospitality. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Borg Communications.